Oh, the gorgeous sweeping harp there from a group that I fell in love with as soon as I heard that track, Cold Hand's Warm Heart. Their debut track, Magnolia, as an introduction to this edition of 1234 Welcome. I'm Paul Gough, a program that looks at all the great music, but particularly at the moment, November being Oz Music Month, we're focusing on some of the great talents in this country. And boy, is there some wonderful music around. The last episode I did this, and without really thinking, I've always been very careful with my gender balance. And I think if you've listened to my programs, you know that is the case. After I sort of made the program, I realised I'd sort of just had all blokes. So on this edition, I'm looking at some wonderful female artists. The last track will feature one of my favourite vocalists who's teamed up with Tim Scheel in Lucy Roloff. But the rest, all compositions from very amazing young women within the music scene, predominantly Melbourne, as we just heard there, Cold Hand's Warm Heart. They've got a great new track out that blends new wave with new age and a very natural sound. But let's kick off with the voice that is absolutely wonderful of Paige Valentine, an artist from Frio in Western Australia, and she has released a brilliant new dreamy track called Fool. It's been out for around a month now. It's her second single of the year, and it follows her last effort, Pure, which showed she can mix it up, do lots of different things. She's a five-time Wham Award nominee and a Vandaren Young International Song Competition finalist, and this song, for me, absolutely nails it. I think it's great. Paige Valentine's Fool.
Don't go and say I never tried that hard for you. Laid my heart bare more than I wanted to. And all the time we spent together. And all the times you said forever.
You said you were mine.
Oh,
Last year, Jessica of Jep and Dep released her debut single, Has It Come to This? Around that time, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, I managed to catch her performing at Midnight Special, I think it's called, in Enmore. And that performance was a fairly low-key affair, but it was so beautiful. And I was so excited by this album, and it hasn't disappointed. It'll be one of my favourite releases of 2020, The Space Between, beautifully produced by Darren Cross. This is something very, very special. If you've not heard it yet, this is a little reminder that it's worth your attention. The track I shared with you, The Cooling, is just one of 11 absolutely fantastic compositions from Jessica. Brilliant debut. Prior to that, we heard the music of Paige Valentine. Really great follow-up to her first single from earlier this year. Really looking forward to seeing what she gets up to next. For all the details of the tracks, as usual, just head to pimpod.com, look for episode 177. Wow, racking them up. Although it's taken me a while. Anyway, I won't go into all those details. Today, I want to share with you a group that I have loved for a long time. When I saw they were releasing a new track, I quickly reached out to Genevieve Fry, who is the harpist vocalist behind Cold Hands, Warm Heart. And she was more than happy for us to share this with you. This is a group, as I said, who I first discovered in 2015-16 and played a couple of times on the old Inside Sleeve on RN, and was I love their experimentation. I love the spirit in which they perform, a part of the wonderful East Mint Collective. Anyway, this latest track called Quartz is tranquil yet uniquely grounding. It's an experimental yet inviting performance. It combines new age with new wave, it says in their little blurb, blending mosaics of harp, synth, recorder, textural guitar, and intimate vocals. I love it a lot. I hope you do too. Cold Hands, Warm Heart. Quartz.
As they expect it again.
The doorway smiles at me, says it's time to leave. Sun is coming through, stray cans and flat balloons. Jesus turned into taken all the trees. Now the angels rest on airplanes, and the sky is just a window pane. And I wish that I could paint the scene, all the colors and what they mean. Summertime.
Sometimes I sleep too much on something. I have been a fan of Leah Senior for a very long time, and she released this year one of the great albums in the passing scene. I'm sort of featuring a lot of things I'm going to have high on my end of year list today. And the last time I saw her play, she performed a track that the album wasn't out, by the way. This is pre-COVID times. And when I heard this song, I just sort of melted and went into another dimension. And I went up to her afterwards and said, "What is that song about Jesus you just sang about?" And she said, "Jesus turned into a bird." I said, "What a title. What a great song." She says it's a song about staying up late, watching the sunrise and feeling profoundly disconnected from the natural world. I felt incredibly connected when I heard that song. I love it. And the whole album, The Passing Scene, is brilliant. When I say I slept at the start of all of this, I meant it came out on vinyl and it disappeared like that. Click my fingers. And I didn't get one, which I will probably regret until I see it for some stupid price up on somewhere else. So please, if you're listening, Flightless Records, reissue that on vinyl. It would be so wonderful. But if you just want it in a digital format, I'll have a link to it on our website, because it is a brilliant album from start to finish. Leah Senior, the album The Passing Scene. Prior to that, interesting that she says disconnected from the natural world, a track that is all about being connected to the natural world, In Cold Hands, Warm Hearts, Quartz. A brilliant track, and it's been a long time between drinks for the band. Their last effort, their debut album came out February 2016. So good to have them back. And I hope there's going to be some more tracks in the not too distant future. This is 1234, playing you all manner of music. We will play just about everything. Just about everything, provided it's decent. And it's provided I think it's decent anyway. This next double is from two artists that have come out on a label that I have followed for many years and love dearly, in Chapter Music out of Melbourne. And of course, for a lot of labels, it's been so difficult during COVID times. Guy Blackman is one of the most wonderful chaps you'd meet in a day's march. And I know that he's gone through a pretty tough year, having family on the other side of the country, being unable to get there because he's based in Melbourne. So I wish him all the best, and for the label too, because as I said, over the, you know, for as long as I can remember collecting records, Chapter have been very much a part of my life. So two brilliant releases that have come out this year. We'll start with Sweet Whirl, who has just issued a remix of some of the tracks from her album How Much Works. And then I'll follow it up with Tebow, who have released another cracking album on this brilliant label. First up though, Sweet Whirl and How to Count.
Took a page of the prose, blue tack to your wall. A woman in a blue robe seducing you in her vulgarity. Turn me off this object of lust. I only wanted to be taken seriously. I only wanted to be taken seriously. Hospitality. He turned up and the hate drained out. But for a stupid mistake, I wouldn't see it that way now. But for a stupid mistake, I wouldn't see it that way now. But teach you how to count, how to live without a good enough reason. And love is the exact amount you withdrew upon leaving. Cool slate of Baker Street, we made love on the vanity. Your china black hair cutting swept into the sink. It turned me on with good reason. I only wanted to be taken seriously. I only wanted to be taken seriously. I'd live without a good enough reason. And love is the exact amount you withdrew upon leaving. And love can teach you how to count, how to live without a good good enough reason, and love is the exact amount you withdrew upon leaving.
Nicole Tebow was a part of a group that I really loved for many years, also on Chapter Music, but back a long time ago in the 90s. That band were called Minimum Chips, and their particular sound stood out as being quite different in Australia at a time when there was a lot more sort of, you know, heavier rock going around. I mean, there was a lot of different music, of course, but they got, because of that difference, they got to support the likes of Stereolab, Pavement, Bikini Kill. And it's great to have Nicole back with this excellent album. I played for you a track earlier about a month or so ago called Drama, which I think was the first single from the album. But this track, Late Expectations, absolutely locks into that motoric groove that I love with her particular style. And just the whole album's great. Go and get it. Tebow's album, or not Tebow, which I like the title, is out now on Chapter Music. And as well, we heard from Sweet World, also on Chapter Music, from the release How Much Works. Some really, really wonderful melodies and very memorable tunes on this release. Time for one last track, and we're changing gears a bit. This features one of my favourite artists in Lucy Roloff, who creates very gentle autumnal folk music. She's a brilliant painter as well, a very talented musician. And she's teamed up with Tim Scheel. Now, Tim Scheel is a wonderful electronic musician who runs a label called Spirit Level. He's also a presenter hosting the Arvos program on Double J. And this is his latest single, which has a very bouncy feel to it. It's one of those tracks that you just want to get up and move around to. I don't play a lot of electronic music like this, but when it's this good, it's hard not to share it. So, as a way of rounding out this edition of 1234's Oz Music Month, this is Tim Scheel featuring Lucy Roloff and Get Into Your Love.
Get out of the water soon. Okay.
As Tim puts it himself, a seductive collision of Afrobeat, dub, and romantic notions. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of 1-2-3-4. I'll be back with more fantastic music as I spin the wheel and we see where we land genre-wise. I'll look forward to your company then.